Reading is taken from Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 26. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Amen.
Thank you, Kevin. Hello, everybody. I don't know about you, but I have got to know my neighbours much better during the last few months of lockdown. You're out for a walk and they are cutting the grass and you stop and say hello. You're out clapping the carers and they wave and say hello from across the street and you cross the road to have a brief chat. You're out giving the car its annual wash, in my case, and they stop as they pass and say hello. People who normally are at work during the day or taxiing kids to or from school will stop for a brief chat. Bill Hybels has a book on the subject of witnessing for Jesus. It's about friendship evangelism, and it's entitled Just Walk Across the Room. And over the past few months, many opportunities have presented themselves to us for witnessing. I know a man who used to say everything in life is about maintenance. And during lockdown, many people have taken the opportunity to improve or repair their home, their garden, their bicycle, even their health. Instead of going to a rented villa in the Seychelles, they have got a new bathroom. Instead of changing the car that they have driven very little this year so far, they have got some decking in the garden. Many of the things we have been doing are about maintenance. The roof needs repair, maintenance. The paint is peeling in the back door, maintenance. Garden needs weeding and shrubs pruned, maintenance. The laptop needs updating as it's 16 years old, in my case, maintenance. But it's not just about things, and some maintenance jobs have not been possible during lockdown. You need a haircut before you have a ponytail. Body maintenance. Men shaving every morning, that's body maintenance. Your car needs MOT or repairs, that's maintenance before it grinds to a halt. Your clothes need dry cleaning to make them last longer and in better condition. Wardrobe maintenance. Your glasses need replacing as your eyesight deteriorates. Body maintenance. You need your teeth checked to avoid decay and stop you turning into a toothless old crone or a gummy old geezer. Again, body maintenance. You need to do quizzes, crosswords, Sudoku to take your brain to the gym and conserve mental agility. Health maintenance. You need to talk to people. Keep maintenance in conversation. Phone the family, Zoom your friends, chat to neighbors at a social distance. For language needs to be maintained and practiced. The French say, une langue sous la soupère, meaning language declines unless it's used and maintained. And I could go on. But in this modern disposable society, some things are different. I had Heather's sewing box out last week to mend a hole in a pair of socks. And that's one form of maintenance that fewer people do today. And when was the last time the silverware in your modern house was cleaned with Duralit? Do you remember Duralit? But generally, the more things you have, the more stuff you possess, the more maintenance is needed. Insuring it, caring for it, fixing it, cleaning it, storing it. Maintenance. And in all this, what about relationships? We are told that many marriages, many domestic relationships have broken down due to the pressures of lockdown, and the rate of children and young people being abused, and the frequency of domestic abuse and violence in the home, sadly, have all increased during these months of lockdown. Relationship maintenance has been under great pressure. All of this, if you like, is part of the rush of life in 2020, the hectic pace of living, the hedonistic, materialistic, frantic lifestyle we have. And then it suddenly stops because of a tiny, tiny, tiny little virus. And we are driven back to reassessing our life, driven back to asking, what really matters? What really should I be maintaining? About 4 years ago, I was driving up the hill section of the M2 towards Glengormley and Sandyknowes, and there was a red petrol tanker in the left-hand lane. And there was a sign plate on the back in big letters. It said, Fernando Alonso. I could see it up ahead, and I thought, that name is familiar. That's a Formula One racing driver. Now, the petrol tanker company obviously had a good sense of humor, for as I got closer, I could read the smaller letters printed above the name. And the whole thing read, slow down, calm yourself. You are no Fernando Alonso. In other words, be patient behind slow-moving vehicles. And we have needed patience over this lockdown. We have needed to wait much more on the Lord. We have needed maintenance of our prayer life, of our study of the Bible, of our relationship with the living God. It's been about maintenance, maintaining our faith. It's about trust and obedience and maintenance. And St. Paul, writing his letter to the Galatians, which Kevin read for us in verse 25, says, keep in step with the Spirit of God. Keep in step with the Spirit of God. Paul says we have two natures at war in our human lives, the sinful nature and the Spirit-filled nature. And the one we feed is the one that will grow, and the one we neglect is the one that will die. And whether it involves Mighty Morphing Power Rangers and all this, it's the nature that we feed is the one that will grow, and the nature we neglect is the one that will die. Paul describes the sinful nature graphically, but he says the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience. And so on. These you must maintain. And John, writing his first letter, says to his readers and to us, chapter 1, verses 5 to 10, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie, and the truth is not in us. So So walk in the light, he says. So over these months, have you and I maintained our walk of faith? More than that, have we witnessed to our faith in acts of mission, of reaching out, of speaking out, of reaching out in conversation or in practical things by just walking across the room or walking across the street? Or has our faith not been maintained? Have we slipped a bit? Let us pray together. Lord, the life of faith is about maintenance, maintaining our walk with you. We know that. It's about trust and obedience. It's about keeping in step with your Spirit. But it's not just about maintenance. For all reaping without sowing, all gathering without planting, all taking out without putting in, and we wither and die. So help us to plant in mission and not just maintain only. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.